Greetings, welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Atshala. We're now on Masachet Yom and Daf Yod, Bet Amud Aleph. Continuing with our analysis of the first Mishnah, and the next line in the Mishnah is Umatkinin lo Kohen Acher, that we set up an understudy for the Kohen Gadol. Now, the Gemara comments, Pshita, Irabo Psul Kodam Tamid Shel Shachar, and the problem we're going to encounter is how this understudy gets inaugurated as Kohen Gadol, and the assumption is he has to be inaugurated before the Avodah of Yom Kippur. So, let's say on Yom Kippur itself, before the Kohen Gadol did the Avodah of the Korban Tamid Shel Shachar, he became Pasul, somehow. So, the Tamid Shel Shachar, which the Kohen understudy will now do wearing the 8 garments of the Kohen Gadol, will be his inauguration. Remember, after the Tamid Shel Shachar, the Kohen Gadol changes into the 4 clothes that are the same 4 that a Kohen Idiot wears all the time. And he does the Avodah of Yom Kippur. So if at that point the Kohen Gadol became Pasul and he brought the new fellow in, then Bamech Mechadchinoto, wherein is the inauguration? By putting on the special sash that the Kohen Gadol wears on Yom Kippur, that is his inauguration. Now there, that leads us to a machloket, which is going to be sort of twisted here. Ha nechlamadam avnetosho Kohen Gadol zeo avnetosho Kohen Hedyot. That works if you accept the position, we'll see this a little bit later on, that the avnet worn by the Kohen Gadol during the rest of the year is the same avnet as worn by the Kohen Hedyot. Meaning, we know that the Kohen Gadol wears a sash made of shatnez during the year. We also know that the Kohen Gadol wears a sash that's pure linen on Yom Kippur. Question is, what's the Kohen Hedyot's sash all year? If it's the same as the Kohen Gadol, which means the shatnez, so then when he puts on the special sash of the linen, that's the new thing that he's wearing. But if you hold that the Kohen Hedyot during the rest of the year is also only linen, and it's not the same as the Kohen Gadol during the rest of the year, then what he's putting on now is nothing new for him. So I'm Abaye, Loveh Shmona Umapech Betzinora. So after the Tamid Shel Shachar, at that point the Kohen Gadol became Pasul, we put the 8 garments on this understudy, and he takes a fork and he goes and turns over one piece of meat on the Mizbeach of the Tamid Shel Shachar, and then moves on, and that's his chinuch. Uchre Rav Huna, follows Rav Huna, Rav Huna Zar Shafach Betzinora Chayav Mita. If a non-Kohen came and did that little bit of Avodah, his Chayav Mita already is a Zar. So in other words, it's considered an avodah. That's answer one. Rav Papa Amar, avodato machanchato. He says the actual worship is mechanech, meaning he puts on the 4 garments of the Kohen Gadol, and the first thing he does, which is the vidui on the par, is the avodah which inaugurates him. And the proof is Milo Tanya, kol kim shasam Moshe mishichatam mekadashtan. All the kelim that Moshe made, the anointment of those kelim, has described both the command in Shmot Lamed and the fulfillment of the command towards the end of Sefer Shmot was the anointment was what was Mekadosh them. Mikan ve'elech, they needed to make new kelim afterwards. Avonatam machan chatan, the first time he used it, that's machanech. Chanan avonatam machan chato, same thing. His first avodah is the inauguration. Okay, Tiyar Dimi Amar. So now we get to the actual machloket. Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael with the following report. Avneto shel kohen edyot. What is the avnet worn by the Kohen Hedyot all year? Rabbi, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon's, 2 colleagues. Charamar shel kilayim, one says that he wears kilayim, just like the Kohen Gadol wears during the year. Charamar shel boots, the other said it's only linen, just like the Kohen Gadol wears on Yom Kippur. Now, Tistayim, the Rabbi Yudamar shel kilayim, we could figure that Rebbe is the one who took the position of kilayim, even though from Rav Dimi's report, we couldn't tell who was who, because he just said one said, and one said. How do we know it's Rebbe? The Tanya. Ein bein Kohen Gadol Kohen Hedyot El Avnet. The only difference between a Kohen Gadol and a Kohen Hedyot is his belt. Divrei Rebbe. So you see there that, and we assume here, that what we mean is that the Kohen Hedyot on Yom Kippur and the Kohen Gadol, the only difference between them is the Avnet, because the Kohen Hedyot is wearing kilayim and the Kohen Gadol is wearing linen. Even Avnet is no different. If you think this is any other time of the year, Tuvaika, there's so many differences between them. The Kohen Gadol wears 8, the Choshen and the Ephod, and the Me'il and the Tzitz. Yod Parba, the Yod told me, where's the four? Elalav Yom Kippur must be referring to Yom Kippur. And therefore you see that Rebbe says that the Kohen Yotz of Nate is not the same as the Kohen Gadol, because you know that the Kohen Gadol's of Nate is linen. Therefore the Kohen Yotz must be Kilayim. Amri, look, Liola Mishayim Otashana, really the referent is the rest of the year. Vahanach the Shavin, saying that the only difference in Kohen Gadol and Kohen Ha'edyot in that which they are equal is that the Avnet is different, and that's because Rebbe would hold that the Avnet worn by the Kohen Ha'edyot is pure linen, and the one by the one by the Kohen Gadol during the rest of the year is Kilayim, that we know. Okay, that's Ravin's report. Ki ata Ravin amar, when Ravin came, and Ravin's report is always preferred over Rav Dimi, he clarified, everyone agrees that the Avnet worn by the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur is linen. Any other time of the year, everybody agrees that it is shatnez, meaning the argaman, the tchelets, everything which are of wool and the linen. The only machloket is about what the Kohen Hadyot wears, because he doesn't have anything different. Any other day that he's doing avodah, what is his sash made of? So this agrees. Rebbe says the Kohen Hadyot's sash is shatnez, just like the Kohen Gadol's during the year. And Rebbe Shimon says, no, it's just like the Kohen Gadol's in Yom Kippur, it is linen. We have a braita that says that al b'saro, this is talking about the clothes that the kohen wears when he's doing the Trumat HaDeshen. That you have to wear the mitznefet, the hat, and the belt from Trumat HaDeshen, not just the tonet and the chasayim, the verbiuta. Rabbi Doso merot lahavi bigdei kohen gadol yom kippurim, that you could wear the clothes of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Jeng Shirin the Kohen Hedyot, meaning a Kohen Hedyot another day of the year could wear those. And that sounds like Rabbi Dosa says that the Kohen Hedyot wears a pure linen sash. Rebbe Omer Shtechivot Padar. Rebbe's answer is doesn't work. That the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur wears only linen, and the Kohen Hedyot, unlike what you think Rabbi Dosa, wears shatnez, the Kilayim one, during the year, and if we can't wear the same one. How could we imagine that the clothes that worn by the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur in this great sanctity going into Kodesh Kedoshim could be used by the Kohen Hedyot and for a Trumat HaDeshen even more? To tell you that you could wear worn out garments as long as they're not totally useless. Rabbi Dosa, who said that includes the Bigdei Kohen Gadol, is fitting with his own position. D'tanya, we'll see this later on in the Masachet. V'nicham Sham, after the Kohen Gadol finishes his Avodah, Yom Kippur, he puts those clothes there, he puts them to rest. What's the drash? So Chachamim's position is that those clothes can never be worn again, they have to be buried away. He says, no, it just means you can't use them for a different Yom Kippur, but they can be used, and were they used by? They're used by Kohen Hedyot any other day of the year. So let's say we appoint an understudy Kohen Gadol, as we're fixing up here. Rishon Choser Lavorato. Let's say that afterwards the Kohen Gadol gets better. Whatever the issue was, he gets better. So he goes back to his Avodah. Sheni, what about the second guy, the understudy? Kol mitzvot kuna gdola alav. All the laws of kuna gdola apply to him, which have to do with funerals, and who he can marry, divrei meir. V'yosi omer, no, rishon chozer l'avodato, the first one goes back. Sheni, ein ro'i, lo l'kohen gadol lo kohen hedyot, he's neither. I'm Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi then supports it by saying, Ma'aseh b'Yosef ben Ilaim b'Tzipori. In my town of Tzipori, they tell the story of a Kohen Gadol, Yosef ben Ilaim. Shirabo psul b'Kohen Gadol. He was the understudy, and the Kohen Gadol became pasul. Minu tachtav, this Yosef ben Ilaim was put in his place. V'yamru chachamim, and when the Kohen Gadol got better, they said about this fellow, Rishon Choser Lavorato, the first guy goes back, Sheni, this Yosef ben Ilaim, anyway, lo the Kohen Gadol, lo the Kohen Hedyot. He can't be either. Why? Kohen Gadol Mishum Eva. You can't have two Kohanim Gdolim at the same time that create too much enmity between them. Kohen Hedyot, Mishum Alim HaKodesh, Ven Moridin. You can't become a Kohen Hedyot because you can't go down in Kedusha. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Halacha Rabbi Yossi, we rule like Rabbi Yossi that he's in limbo. Umod Rabbi Yossi, shim avad, avar v'avad, avar tok shera. Rabbi Yossi agrees that if the second guy comes in, even after the first guy got reinstated, and does avodah v'koin gadol, that it's valid. V'yura marav, halacha Rabbi Yossi, umod Rabbi Yossi, shim meit rishon shechozer l'avodato. And here's another point, is that Rabbi Yossi, so in Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Yochanan said that we follow Rabbi Yossi, and he agrees that b'diavad the avodah is kasher. In Bavel, the take was, we rule like Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi agrees, shimet rishon chozer chozer l'avodato, that if that original guy who was pasul and got reinstated dies, the understudy who took over for him, then he becomes the Kohen Gadol. Pshitat should be a no-brainer. You might have thought that since he was the Kohen Gadol, and then he had to step out when the guy he was replacing became reinstated, he may be like further distanced, sort of like a co-wife during the life. And as a result of that, when the first guy dies, we have to appoint somebody else. Kamash Malan, then it's not the case, and he is forever waiting in the wings, and then, of course, if the other guy dies first, he becomes the Kohen Gadol. Okay, we'll pick it up in the next podcast with the final podcast on this first Mishnah, dealing with the whole issue of Rabbi Yehuda, the Machloket Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim, about appointing a understudy wife, so that he can have kapara for Beito, Beito Zu Ishto, and Chachamim's dissent about that position. In the meantime, we'll wish everybody a wonderful day.